This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. So often in the popular culture, we hear a bird species mentioned, and it's almost as if we hold our breath, wait a beat, and expect to hear the words threatened or endangered immediately thereafter. Today I can tell you about a bird success story.
The original population recovery goal for Nebraska was to have 10 breeding pairs in the state. We now have over 100. That gives you a sense of how far we've come with the bald eagles. We're more than 10 times over that recovery goal.
That's Joel Jorgensen, non-game bird program manager at Nebraska Game and Parks. We recently talked about bald eagle recovery and how the species has successfully repopulated itself, that in Nebraska and a few other states, they're no longer conducting the midwinter eagle survey. The birds are becoming plentiful, but it hasn't always been that way. When America adopted the bald eagle as the national symbol in 1782, there may have been 100,000 nesting eagles. The eagle declined along with waterfowl, shorebirds, and others. The eagle eats fish and carrion, but they used to be considered marauders that preyed on barnyard animals.
Illegal shooting really decimated their numbers, and then in the mid part of the 20th century, DDT and other pesticides really hampered their reproductive success.
After World War II, DDT was hailed as a new pesticide to control mosquitoes and other insects. But DDT washed into waterways. Fish absorbed it, bald eagles ate contaminated fish, and were poisoned. By 1963, with only 487 nesting pairs remaining, our national symbol was near extinction. Bald eagles were listed as an endangered species in 1967, and that afforded them protection. In 1979, the government started the Midwinter Bald Eagle Survey to establish an index of the bald eagle population in the lower 48 states.
It's a species that we've seen return to Nebraska as a breeding species over the last 20 years. In fact, in 1991, we had our first modern, active, and successful nesting attempt here in the state.
Joel Jorgensen says Nebraska has resident birds there pretty much year-round, but also migratory populations that travel farther north to breed but return to Nebraska to winter. He says depending on food resources, now they can have dozens, even hundreds of eagles.
I think we can take a step back from the bald eagle, but I don't think we want to forget about it. But just as all government agencies are being asked to do more with less, we always have to take a look at things and say, what are the reasons why we're still doing this?
That midwinter eagle survey, he says, simply was no longer being used in conservation management decision-making anymore.
We participated in the midwinter eagle survey for 33 years and collected a lot of data. That data was important in tracking the population increase over time, and it's a species that we've seen return to Nebraska as a breeding species over the last 20 years. In fact, in 1991, we had our first modern, active, and successful nesting attempt here in the state.
The original bald eagle population recovery goal was to have 10 breeding pairs in Nebraska.
We now have over 100. You know, the one thing is always just, you know, yes, there are a lot more eagles around. Hopefully people enjoy seeing eagles more and more all the time and take the opportunity, particularly during the winter season, a place where eagles congregated, to get out and enjoy them. Because it wasn't so many years ago, seeing eagles would have been something spectacular. It still is, but it's become much more accessible to everyone. Here in Lincoln, we're seeing them more and more in the city all the time, which is something people have to get used to, that there's going to be eagles around more and more in places they wouldn't expect eagles to be.
Bird surveys rely on volunteers or citizen scientists skilled in bird identification to collect data for studying the movement, survival, and behavior of birds. Learn more on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Thanks to Cornell Lab of Ornithology's Macaulay Library in Ithaca, New York, for the bird song.